Now the U.S. Senate has voted in favor of advancing a resolution to end Washington's support for Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen. Republican senators have joined Democrats to give the measure the 60 votes required to advance the motion. Move will now pave the way for a debate and a vote in the chamber. President Donald Trump's administration had urged lawmakers to back continued military support for Riyadh. Senate vote will be seen as a blow to the U.S. president. The Saudi war has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe in Yemen, pushing millions of people to the brink of famine. Joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin now is Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert. Hello, Mr. Barrett. Thank you for joining us back on the program, sir. Now, we saw, I don't know if you saw Lindsey Graham and a few senators up there, you know, bipartisan effort here to really send a resounding message to both the Saudis and the Trump administration. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, this is picked up by partisan support. And 60 votes is quite a few votes on this kind of a resolution. I can't think of Congress really standing up against a president's so-called war powers, which he's not supposed to have under the American Constitution, really in my lifetime. Maybe going back to the Vietnam era, we had Mike Gravel declassifying the Pentagon Papers, and we had a certain amount of a revolt against the president back then. But this is the first time really since then, I think, that it's happened. And even though this probably won't be enough to force the U.S. to drop its support for this horrific massacre of people in Yemen, at least in the near term, it could lead to something bigger in the near future. Right now, it's sending a huge message. And those 60 votes are enough to actually pretty much pass this maybe next year. This year, the House probably will not pass it, and Trump certainly won't sign it. Essentially, Congress would need a two-thirds majority to override Trump's veto to get this passed and end U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen. That could conceivably happen next year, though. Certainly, the House is going to be ready to do it next year. But in the meantime, I think the whole world is listening, as it's obvious that the U.S. support for Saudi Arabia, which has been a pretty much a constant of U.S. foreign policy, Republican and Democratic presidents have both been pursuing this and working very closely with the Saudis on just about everything and often calling the shots. There are now significant currents here that are absolutely fed up with this out-of-control behavior of the current Saudi leadership.
And why does Donald Trump, you know, why is he so adamant to stick to his guns and not change his mind, especially when he sees this passionate outcry from lawmakers? He sees what the CIA has, accused young Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of, you know, being behind Khashoggi's brutal murder. And he's seen the atrocities that are taking place in Yemen. When is enough enough for Donald Trump?
Well, I guess that's a good question, but Trump is a very, very stubborn and obtuse individual. He may have a couple of good points, such as his general skepticism about the projection of American power abroad, but that hasn't actually played out in terms of policy. And his relationship with Saudi Arabia is very dubious and suspicious. It seems that Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, who is essentially an organized crime kingpin, a princeling of a major kosher Nostra empire, his father went to federal prison for organized crime-related activities. He has relationships with the criminals in Riyadh, and Trump apparently has been drawn into those relationships. Trump okayed the Saudi Arabia's invasion of Qatar, presumably because Qatar refused a Trump business deal. Saudi Arabia took the exact opposite approach, worked out all kinds of personal deals for Trump, violating the emoluments clause, meaning Trump ought to be impeached over this. And there's probably a whole lot that we don't know yet. We may know it, though, as the current investigation by Mueller proceeds. So I think this has to do with Trump being basically a very stubborn businessman who is really out of his depth in terms of global policy. And he's wandered into all sorts of hornet's nests with his business deals in Moscow and Riyadh. And I think he's going to pay the piper for it. So it won't be too long, I think, before this misguided policy run by Trump and Jared Kushner is going to go right over the edge and crash.
Thank you for joining us and for your perspective, Mr. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin.